Welcome back to the Life Skills Mastery course. I'm very happy to continue this journey with you. Today we start the second module of our foundation phase, the identity foundation. You've spent module one building your well-being foundation, body, mind, safety, and self-respect. Now we move to something deeper. Who are you? This isn't about labels or expectations or responsibility. It's about rediscovering the real you, the person beyond recovery, beyond roles, and beyond what happened. In this lesson, we start gently by looking at your past, your present, and where you might be going next. What are your goals? Where do you see yourself? This isn't about digging up everything that happened in your life. It's about noticing what shaped you, what still matters, and what do you want to carry forward, and what is something new that you would like to build. This lesson gives you your structure, a simple map of who you are, so the rest of the module feels grounded. Here's what we'll cover today. First, we'll talk about what identity really means. And no, it's not just about names, jobs, or titles. Then we'll explore why self-discovery matters, especially after a big life event, a change, a trauma, or something unpleasant. And finally, you'll create your own personal roadmap, a simple way to visualize your past, your present, and your future self. By the end of this lesson, you'll start seeing your story not in broken pieces, but as connected chapters. So what is identity really? What do we mean by this word? It's not about labels like student, parent, patient, not just that. Your identity is the blend of your values, your strengths, your experiences, and your dreams. It's how you see yourself and how you choose to grow moving forward. And here's the best part. Identity isn't fixed. It evolves. Think about who you were when you were 20 years old or 10 years old. And who are you now? You've changed, haven't you? Some things have changed for better and maybe some things not. And moving forward, you can choose what you take forward with you. Your identity is a living story and you are still writing it. Identity is built over time. But when life has been unstable, stressful, or full of big changes, identity gets blurry. This lesson helps you make sense of your story in a safe, simple way, not to label yourself, but to understand yourself. If you think you don't know who you are, that's okay. Many people feel that way. This roadmap is here to help you figure it out one small step at a time. What shaped you? We're not doing a full life review, just noticing what has influenced you to become who you are today. Some things shape us quietly, the people we lived with, the places we grew up, the responsibilities we had. And some experiences are much stronger and painful. For example, the challenges that we experienced up until now. If thinking about the past feels heavy, stay with what feels safe. You only need to notice what helps you understand yourself, nothing more. Where are you today? Take a moment to notice your present, your strengths, your daily habits, your supports, your challenges. What are you proud of? What are you working on? No judgment, just noticing. This gives you a clear starting point. Identity grows when we know where we're standing now. Where are you heading? Thinking about future doesn't mean planning your whole life in this moment. It simply means asking, what do I want the next part of my life to feel like? Safe, connected, more confident, more independent, small direction, not a big plan. You don't need all the answers. A direction is enough. When we put all the three parts together, a story starts to appear. You see how far you've come, what still matters to you, and what you want to explore next. This is your identity taking shape, steady, honest, and completely yours. Let's pause here for a moment. I want you to think really hard about this question. If someone asked you who you are today, what would you tell them in one short sentence? You don't need to overthink it. You're not writing a biography here. Just a snapshot of who you are right now. Maybe your answer sounds like, I'm learning to take care of myself. I'm getting stronger every day. It doesn't have to be perfect or polished. It just has to be honest. This question isn't about who you used to be or who you hope to become. It's about acknowledging your present self, because recovery, growth, or change, they all start with acceptance. You can't move forward without first saying, here's where I am right now. So take a moment, be kind to yourself, and think about what one sentence would describe you today. There's no wrong answer, just your truth in this moment. Okay, let's try this. This one is simple but powerful. I want you to think of this as a selfie in words, but don't worry, there are no filters required. Take a moment and write down three words that describe you today. Not yesterday, not 5 years ago, today. They can be anything: caring, funny, patient, tired, hopeful, strong, creative, honest. There's no wrong answer, because this is about how you see yourself in this moment. Now, if you feel comfortable, share it with those who are close to you, maybe a friend, a family member, or a support worker, and ask them, how would they describe you? You might be surprised at what you hear. Sometimes others see strengths in us that we have stopped noticing in ourselves. This small exercise helps you reconnect with who you are now, not the version of you from before an injury or the one you think you should be, but the person you're becoming. Let's wrap up with these key takeaways. Your identity is not fixed. It is growing with you. Your past shaped you, but it doesn't decide your future. You get to define who you are becoming. You don't need perfect clarity. You just need honesty. Think of this as opening Google Maps for your life. You can't get directions until you know where you're starting from. Now that you've mapped out your story, our next step is finding your personal compass, the values and interests that guide who you are becoming. This is where your identity gets clearer and more grounded. In our next lesson, we'll explore your values and interests, the things that guide your choices and make your life feel meaningful. Because once you know where you've been and where you're going, your compass helps you choose the right direction every single day. With that, I will see you in lesson number 2. Take care and bye for now.